Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 136 of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh, here to help you get that sober life you want and to live happy and to have fun. We have to have fun in our sober life, you guys. It can't be terrible or none of us would want to stay. So we've got a really great episode coming up today. I'm super excited. You can't stay clean if you're still living dirty. This is a topic that I think is so good. And that's just a phrase like that I probably saw on Instagram at some point, who knows? And it just always stuck with me, right? Because it really is about understanding kind of those old behaviors that went with my addiction that belong in my old life, right? And I can't create a new sober life if I'm stuck in old behaviors. So we're going to chat about that. But first, before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to all of you because I've had some really freaking phenomenal things happening with the podcast that, to be honest with you, I'm kind of blown away. Like, I am officially, like, I've been sitting on this for a few weeks, you know. Each week I get my statistics, so to speak, right? And in podcast world, that stuff isn't easy. It's clear as mud, to be honest. Like, they don't tell you your subscriber count. Like, you don't know, even when people listen, you don't know if they're listening for 4 seconds or 20 minutes. I mean, it's really, I guess you can kind of see that. But anyway, it's really challenging in podcast world to know what's going on and to really know what you're doing and if it's good in podcast world. And of course, like most things, Apple runs the podcast world. Apple Podcast is the most kind of important chart. Now, you know, I'm Google obsessed, so I'm hoping that Google Podcasts keeps coming strong and making a play for that number one spot. But at this stage of the game, it's Apple Podcasts. They've been in it much longer. So there are something like, I don't know, somebody said to me last week, there's like a 1.5 million podcasts in the world. And each week I get my chart positions or rankings. And it's kind of cool to keep track of and just see where you are and see if you're moving up, and it'll do it overall just for your podcast, and then it will give you your rankings also for specific episodes, your most recent episodes. And the last several weeks, Addiction Unlimited has been ranking pretty freaking high. And I've kind of just been watching it to see if it was a fluke, to see if I just had like an influx of listeners that bumped me up the charts and it was just going to be like 1 week or something. But out of 1.5 million or one point however many million podcasts, you guys, I am ranking in the top 100 in self-help Apple podcast charts in the United States. And I'm ranking in the top 50 in Canada on the self-help chart or self-improvement, whatever. I think it's self-help. But I'm absolutely blown away. Like, I'm almost speechless over this. Like, I love you guys. Thank you so freaking much, because not only for you listening, but for all of you that are in the Facebook group and all of you that are in our membership site that I get to actually interact with in real life, you know, and of course my clients in the 6-week program and people that do individual sessions with me, like, thank you to all of you guys, because honest to God truth, I know you've heard me say this before, I could not have kept doing this for this long if it wasn't for you guys. if I didn't have that interaction with you in the Facebook group and now the membership site, if I didn't get to see faces and get feedback and ask you guys questions, you know, about what you want and what's working and what's not working, I live for that interaction. And again, I know I've talked about this before, that really early on in my podcast life, it was so freaking lonely. You know, like I'm sitting in my house with my microphone and my little recorder, and I'm recording podcasts and putting them out there, and you just have no idea what's going on. It's very lonely. And, you know, doing research for episodes and trying to guess what people want and what topics they want to hear about, it is a very lonely world. And entrepreneurship is kind of that way in general too, but podcasting for sure. And when I started the Facebook group, it was absolutely a game changer, and it has grown so much in the little bit of time it has existed, and it's so much fun in there, and there's so much support, and I just appreciate you guys. Like, I'm blown away that my podcast is ranking in the top 100, and I owe that 150% to you guys for continuing to spend time with me listening, for sharing episodes, for helping me figure out topics. I mean, this is really absolutely a team effort, and I love you guys, and thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will keep you posted. Like, hopefully I will keep climbing those charts, and I don't know if that really means anything in podcast world. I don't know. Maybe I think it just means that they're probably putting my podcast in front of more people in search, you know, because it is popular. I do get a lot of downloads every month, and it grows every month. So maybe they're just putting me in front of more people. That's usually how algorithms work. As you gain popularity and your numbers get better, they give you more exposure. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Also, because of that, and this is something I should probably explain to you guys, because I'm sure you listen to other podcasts that have ads and sponsors and things of that nature. And I have been getting offers to do ads and things like that for a long time. But to be honest with you, I'm super weird about anything I do with my podcast. I am fiercely protective of my audience, right? I don't want to just put things in front of you and take up your ear space for products that, I don't know, that you don't care about, that aren't helpful. Like, the whole point of this podcast for me is to be of service to you. So I'm not going to just run ads to make money. And in podcast world, that's a little bit crazy, because that's kind of what you do. It's really hard to have a podcast, especially for this long. There are a lot of moving parts. It's extremely time consuming, and it gets expensive. And you have to monetize. And I get it. I understand why podcasts do ads and things like that. That's how you make money and you keep the whole thing going. I totally get that. I just am really protective of who I put in your ears. And that goes for guests as well as any ads or anything like that I might do. I mean, I barely even do my own ads for my own products on here. So it does feel a little weird to think about doing ads for other people's products. But if something came along and it was a product that I was really excited about, that I thought was awesome, or if it's something I use myself that I think you would love, I will absolutely do ads, no question. But I haven't found that right fit, right? And I want you guys to understand the reason I haven't had ads thus far is because I'm just really protective of what I'll put in your ears. I don't want to abuse our relationship, right? And I have podcasts that I literally stopped listening to because of the ads. Like, it just gets to be too much. And I appreciate, again, everybody has to monetize and make money. It's the only way to keep this thing going. I just have worked pretty diligently to do it in different ways so I don't have to run ads and kind of take up your time. Okay, so if you were ever wondering, I got this question in an email the other day, why I don't do ads, and that's what it has been so far. And at some point, again, I'm sure I will have some ads. I'm very, very particular about that. And same thing with guests. Like I said, I don't just have, like I get hit up all day, every day on every social media platform, by email, everywhere I get hit up of people wanting to come on my show. And, you know, I really, my show is kind of invite only, to be honest, because again, I'm so choosy about what I will put in your ears. I want it to be valuable. I want it to be relatable. I want it to serve you in your path and what you're doing. So there's no way I could have everybody on that hits me up to come on. Like it's truly impossible. I could do an episode every day and still barely get everybody in. And I can't do that. Sorry. I love you guys, but I can't do an episode every day. Okay. If you want more, go get in the Sober Society membership and then you can have more. But I really try to pick people very carefully who come on the show. And I try to pick people also that aren't going to use and abuse you and try to sell you a bunch of stuff. So that's my story. I'm just pretty protective. I will probably have to grow out of that at some point. I'm sure my business coach is going to get on to me at some point about it. She already has a little bit, but that's the deal. Okay. So we are kicking ass in the Apple Podcast charts. I'm super stoked. I'm so crazy grateful. And I literally have been walking around all morning, kind of on my own little pink cloud, just blown away at how great this is going and what a journey it's been. It's been really long, and to finally see some really good growth and kind of positive reinforcement just feels incredible. So I love you guys and thank you. And now let's jump into this staying clean and living dirty topic. I probably found it on Instagram, I would assume. You know, I love Instagram. I used to. They're kind of effing it up now. It's not as great as it used to be. Hopefully something else will come out that is a little more simple and not so crazy and all over the place. Because Instagram, when it was simple, was so much fun. It was my favorite place to spend time. So anyway, you can't stay clean if you're still living dirty. Let's break down what is living dirty. And I think of living dirty as all those old behaviors, right? Like obviously we can identify the big ones. And I think the term living dirty probably feels a little weird to say and maybe a little dramatic, but think about those dirty behaviors, okay? Like lying, of course, being secretive, hiding things, lying by omission, manipulating people, having anger and resentment, you know, being mad at people or places or situations and not processing through it, right? Where you just let it simmer and you keep it inside. Like those are all dirty behavior. That's old behavior. And something I try to be really mindful of in my recovery is if I'm creating a new life, right, it has to be new behavior. I can't keep my old dirty living behavior and try to expect it to survive in a new clean and sober life. And I hope that makes sense. I don't know if I'm making any sense or not, but your new life, if you want things to be different, you have to do things differently. If you want to feel different, you have to take different action. And people stumble on this a lot because they want to give up drinking, but they don't want to make any changes in their life. And it doesn't actually work that way, unfortunately. If it did work that way, we'd have a lot more sober people in the world. But if I want something in my life to be different, I have to do things differently. I have to make my choices differently. I have to make my choices based on different criteria. Remember when we did that episode? It's been a little while back, but I did that episode about instant gratification. And it's not that you're screwed up, right? It's that we are wired for instant gratification. And so often when we are making choices as to what we're going to do from one minute to the next and one day to the next, we make those choices based on instant gratification. What's going to feel good right now? What is going to make me feel the best in this moment? And that's where we can make some pretty big mistakes, right? Because when I get sober, I have to start looking at delayed gratification. I have to start looking at, okay, I don't need to manipulate people and everything in my path to make me feel good right now. I have to give that stuff up. What I have to do is start building myself in a healthy way and making better choices to create my life for the long term, right? Delayed gratification. And we are so trapped in that instant gratification. That's how we make all of our choices, right? Am I going to stay home tonight? I know I don't want to drink, but all my friends are going out to this place. Should I stay home or should I go? Well, if you make the decision to go, you're making that decision based on instant gratification. It's going to be wrong almost every time, right? Because you're walking back into the lion's den. If you want to create a new life and have new habits and you want to be sober, then you'll make the choice to stay home, which doesn't feel good in that moment, but it feels good long term because you're making a choice to care for yourself, right? That's healthy choices. Care for yourself. Think about what your big picture is. If my big picture is sober, then I can't do things, everything, especially for instant gratification. I got to start doing things for delayed gratification and for the long term and big picture. Lying obviously is a huge part of this. We are liars, certainly in active addiction. We lie for a million reasons. Sometimes it's survival. Sometimes it's to protect our drinking. Sometimes we can even rationalize and justify it's better to lie to protect our loved ones. You know, we lie for every damn reason. So this is really big when you get sober. And also big when you get sober if you want people to trust you. If you want to be trusted, you have to be trustworthy. And that means not lying anymore. Even when the impulse is to lie, and it says this in AA, in our book, the big book, it says we lie even when the truth would suffice. And it's just one of those behaviors. I didn't lie because I'm a horrible human being. I lied because I just got stuck in this cycle of unhealthy living and selfishness and not considering anybody but myself and what I want and what I need. That's all I thought about. So of course I lied because I didn't care about anybody else. I didn't care if I was disrespectful. I didn't care if I was hurtful. I didn't care if I was manipulating people. I didn't even realize in the moment that those were the things I was doing. I didn't even have that awareness until much later when I got sober. Now I can look back and go, oh my gosh, I manipulated the shit out of some people. And I didn't, again, not necessarily on purpose, but I would do things like if I had a certain bar I wanted to go to and my friend was supposed to go with me and he decided he was going to go out with this other group of people to this other bar. And he, this is a real story, by the way. And he goes, hey, Angela, why don't you come with us? Instead of just you and me going there, why don't you come with us and let's go here? And any normal, like sane person would go, oh yeah, that sounds great. Let's go hang out with those people. But not Angela, my friends, not me, because I'm selfish. I'm an introvert. I didn't want to be in a group. And I was like, no, you go ahead. If you want to do that, that's cool. But I'm not doing that. I'll just go over here by myself. Totally freaking manipulative, you guys, because I knew he would bail on the other people and go hang out with me. Totally manipulative. Little things like that. Now, in that moment, I didn't recognize that I was being manipulative, but I just wanted my way. And I wanted to go to the place I wanted to go, and I wanted to be in a small group and not a big group, and all I cared about was me. So there you have it. And we do this, by the way, this isn't an addict thing either. Don't think, oh my God, I'm so messed up, I'm manipulative, I'm a horrible person. Don't get caught up in that drama. We start doing this when we're like two, okay? Like, think about your 3 or 4 year old. They run to mom and ask if mom says no, they run to dad, right? We're master manipulators. It's just a part of it. Addicts, you know, we can take it to a new level like we do everything, but this is not something, it's not a behavior that is specific to people with addiction. Everybody's doing this stuff. So think about those things as you're going through your life and you're making your choices. Are you being manipulative, just trying to get your way? Are you trying to kind of move the chess pieces to manipulate everybody to do what you want them to do? Are you lying? Are you telling lies about things? I'll tell you, a big thing for me was lie by omission. I mean, I definitely lied, just blatantly lied. I'm not a great liar, but I can do it if absolutely necessary. But I was more of like a lie by omission person. So I would, like everybody in my life would have a piece of the story, but nobody had all the story because I would omit certain pieces. Again, because that's manipulation. If I want you to do a certain thing, I have to tell you the story in a certain way with certain details so you'll be on my side and do what I want you to do. So lie by omission is huge. And a great lesson for me early on, you guys know I had the same sponsor for a long time and I love him and he's still my one of my closest people, my go-to person for sure. And the first time I had a thought of like, oh, I don't want to tell him about that, or I wouldn't want him to find out I did that. And it was always something stupid, like going on a date with somebody I knew I shouldn't be going out with. And I'd be like, ooh, I hope he doesn't find out, or I don't want to tell him about that. As soon as I have the thought that I don't want to tell somebody, or I don't want them to know what I'm doing, that is a gigantic red flag that I've got no business doing that thing, because I'm creating a lie. I'm creating a secret. And you know about secrets. We just did an episode about secrets or being secretive, right? Secrets will take you down faster than anything. So why am I going to make the choice to follow through on the thing if I'm already thinking, oh, I wouldn't want my sponsor to know about that. I wouldn't want my sponsor to find out I did that. I wouldn't want to tell my mom that. I wouldn't want to tell my best girlfriend that. If you're having any of those thoughts, don't freaking do it, dude. It's not worth it, right? It's not the right choice. You want to make choices in your life and take actions that you feel really proud of, that you feel good about, so you're not hiding things. If you're hiding something or being secretive, just like we talked about in that last episode about this, if you're hiding it or keeping a secret, it's because you have shame around it. So if you have shame around something, certainly before you've even done it, don't freaking do it. That's how you make changes. That's how you create a more drama-free life, is by not doing those things, not making decisions based on instant gratification. The other thing I always think about too is you have to check your intent. You know, am I doing something with the intent of getting something? Because if I'm trying to achieve a certain result, then I'm probably going to be manipulating, right? And maybe I'll be lying by omission too, because I'm going to be manipulating and trying to get things to work out the way I want them to. You know, manipulating isn't always about manipulating people. I manipulate all kinds of stuff if I'm not careful, you know, because I want to get my way. And that's the stuff you have to watch for, right? What is my intent as I'm making this choice? Do I go out with my drinking friends or do I stay home and protect my sobriety? Well, if I go out with my drinking friends, what's my intent? Well, my intent definitely wouldn't be to protect my sobriety, right? Because I'm walking in the lion's den with drinkers and alcohol. So obviously my intent is already a little bit off because I'm not protecting my sobriety. Is my intent to fulfill something? I'm going because I'm bored. I'm going because I want the companionship. I'm feeling lonely. So you're already trying to use it to achieve a feeling, which is exactly what we do with alcohol. We use it to manipulate our feelings, right? So if my intent is off in these ways, then I can recalibrate and go, hang on a second. Maybe I shouldn't do that. You know, it's just another way to kind of think about things. Or especially if you're getting ready to do something that you don't feel super proud about, and if you're already having you're already having the thought of, you know, I'm going to call this cute boy, but I sure do not want to have to tell my sponsor I'm calling this cute boy. So I'm just going to do it on the down low. And who knows what's going to happen? Like, what is your intent with that? What are you trying to fulfill? Because if you want to be different, you have to do things differently, which will mean not calling the cute boy or cute girl or married boy or married girl, right? We all get in these sticky little situations, people. And if you want your life to be different, you got to start doing that stuff differently. And that doesn't mean that you change every single bad habit you've ever had and you do it overnight and you wake up one day and live happily ever after, fresh and new. It does not work that way, my friends. All of this stuff takes practice. But the sooner you can start recognizing some of these behaviors, if you can recognize it, then you can start practicing doing it differently. And that's where the gold is when you can start actually doing it differently. That's how you make your life different. Another big one is anger and resentment. Anger and resentment, for me, is old behavior. That is stuck in my addiction, addict behavior. Because in my life now, I don't have a lot of anger and resentment. I can definitely get irritated at some things, but I don't, like now I know how to process through it, right? I have a ton of tools. I have a ton of friends. I can journal through that stuff. I can call my sponsor and talk that stuff out. I can call my girlfriend and talk it out, whatever the things are, right? I have a ton of tools and ways to deal with anger and resentment. When I was trapped in my addiction, in that vicious cycle, I was a pretty crappy person all the way around, and I would just harbor anger and resentment. And I think I was just so consumed with getting my way, right? Like everything just had to be my way. I'm a control freak. Everything had to be my way, how I was comfortable, where I was comfortable, with the people I was comfortable with. All of that stuff was more important to me. And if I got angry at somebody, I would just stew on it, right? And then you have a tendency, I don't know if I was so much of a punisher. Most people are punishers. And this might be a little more of a girl thing too. I think guys do it a little bit, but not as much. This might be more of girls doing this. But punishing, right? The silent treatment, the not returning phone calls or responding to text messages. Like, oh, you make me mad. I'll show you. You know, that kind of thing. Everybody wants to punish each other. And again, you got to think about what's your intent behind that action. If you're going to take that action, I'm mad at you, so I'm going to punish you. I'm going to withhold love or withhold sex, withhold communication, withhold companionship, all of that kind of stuff. What is your intent really? Because you're being mean, right? All that stuff is mean. It's mean-spirited. It's not kind. It certainly is weird to me to do that stuff to someone you love. Like I would much rather grow up and handle my feelings better and reach out for help and learn how to handle that stuff better than, because again, I think this is kind of a toddler behavior. You know what I mean? This is like, I'm thinking of like my little nephew who's almost 2. And I'm like, yeah, this kind of stuff. Like he gets mad and he wants to punish you. So I don't want to behave like that anymore. If I want a new life, I have to have new behaviors to go with it. So I have to process through anger and resentment and not hold grudges. And it's my responsibility to manage me. I am not anybody else's responsibility. You are not anybody else's responsibility. If you have some uncomfortable feelings happening, that is your job to figure out the solutions for that. It's nobody else's job. It's nobody else's job to make you happy. It's nobody else's job to placate you, to make you comfortable. None of that. All of that is your responsibility. So if I catch myself in some of these negative, low-frequency feelings like anger and resentment, I have to figure out my solutions so that I don't act out with my friends and family and the people that I love most, right? Because I don't want to treat people like that. It's ridiculous. That's the stuff I did before, when I wasn't healthy, when I didn't have any tools. Now I have that stuff. So I have a responsibility to behave better and make decisions in a better way, right? And make sure that I'm taking care of me and not expecting everybody else to take care of me. I can't believe you said that to me. Like, come on, dude. People are free to say whatever they want to say. Everybody doesn't have to say it the way you want them to. Everybody doesn't have to treat you the way you deem proper, right? Like, we have to give each other a little grace here. We are human beings. We're going to be different. We're not always going to make each other happy. But if I do something unintentionally, right? Or even if it's somewhat intentional, if I do something to upset you or hurt your feelings, that doesn't make me a horrible person that deserves to be disrespected or that doesn't deserve to be loved by you, right? But that's how we treat people. So that's another big one. That's kind of that dirty living. Can't stay clean if you're still living dirty. Harboring anger and resentment and punishing people and those behaviors, they all kind of go together, but that's old behavior. Those are old behaviors. And we got to figure that stuff out if we want to stay sober, especially because you can't stay sober and be pissed off all the time. You can't stay sober and hate your life, hate your sober life. You can't stay sober and not have any fun. You can't stay sober doing those things. You have to create a new life that you love and enjoy if you want it to last for the long term. I think about this too. I heard this is actually a lyric in a song that I absolutely love. And he talks about footprints. But I always think about my drunk life. I had a certain set of footsteps, right? I had a path that I was on. I had a cycle I was trapped in, right, of alcoholism. But I had this path that I was on, and my feet took me certain directions to certain things. And now I don't want to walk in my old footprints. I want to be making new footprints, going a new direction to my new life and new behaviors and being healthy and feeling good about myself and feeling confident in my life and recognizing the choices that I make either create a drama-filled life or a drama-free life. And I really prefer the drama-free one, especially now that I'm old. I don't have the energy for all that drama anymore. So think about that. You've got your old footprints or your old behavior. And if your old footprints took you to the bar with the drunk people and your old footprints took you to, you know, calling and texting exes because you feel like you need some attention, if your old footprints took you to sneaking around, lying and hiding things and being secretive, well, then your new footprints shouldn't take you anywhere near those things. And you just start practicing. Right? Make a commitment to yourself. Make a little tiny commitment, like a little tiny commitment. I'm not going to lie anymore. That's it. I'm not going to lie anymore. I want my family to trust me. I want people to believe in me. So I need to be trustworthy. So I'm done lying. And just really focus on that and catch yourself when you feel like telling a lie or getting ready to tell a lie. Or if you tell one, stop yourself and go, you know what? That's not exactly true. Here's the truth. Okay. So just make one little commitment to yourself and start really focusing on that one thing. That's how easy this is. You don't have to focus on all the things today. Just pick one thing and put some intentional, conscious energy in that. And when we say be intentional or act with intention means I purposely choose to do a certain thing. When I'm being intentional about my day, I am intentionally choosing to do certain things and intentionally choosing to not do other things, right? That's intentional. Be intentional. Know what you're doing. Choose what actions you take. Choose who you spend your time with. Choose what you do in your day. That's being intentional. I hope you love this episode. You guys, don't forget my new journal is coming out, okay? Hopefully we are in the final draft and we're going to print this thing and it should be available in the next week to 2 weeks. If you want to get on that, list to be the first people that know, I will link that in the show notes. Okay. I think it's myrecoverytoolbox.com/journal, but I will put it in the show notes and I'll post it in the Facebook group if you're on there, in there. So you can find it from there. That journal should be ready soon. I'm so excited about it and a little sad that the last draft wasn't the final draft because I was super excited about that. And now we've got another one. Also join the Facebook group if you're not in there. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for being so supportive of this podcast and of me. And thank you for interacting with me in all the different places. And let's keep growing and blow this thing out of the water. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I'll see you guys next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.